The resident presidents from the BBC.
Keep acting mad. What is the point of the United Nations?
Well, let me see.
Apart from paying the salaries of 100,000 useless UN bureaucrats who otherwise wouldn't have a job.
Well,
and providing free lunches for the 100,000 useless people.
Well, for instance,
and subsidizing housing for the 100,000 useless people and their useless wives and children. And free air travel to exotic places where UN employees can enjoy sun, sea and surf at our expense. Apart from that, what does the UN do?
May I speak?
My dear chap, of course. The floor is yours.
For all its weaknesses, the United Nations only hope to stop us killing each other and destroying the planet.
Is that right? Blah, 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 blah.
I know it's easy to be cynical, Oloshambos, but the UN has intervened on many occasions to save lives.
In my experience, the UN either folds its arms and does nothing, as in Rwanda, or arrives far too late when all the killing is over. As for saving the planet, it will probably show up 3 months after it's destroyed itself. Meanwhile, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will be sunning it on Venus or Mars or some planet with a very nice beach.
That's most unfair. He does his best.
Well, hasn't he been swanning around Africa recently?
He's been in the Central African Republic.
Exactly.
Hardly a holiday destination, Oloshambo.
Okay, and what's he going to do for the Central African Republic?
He's going to send 12,000 extra UN troops.
And when will they arrive?
Very soon. Well, quite soon. Well, in 2 months' time. Well, maybe six.
By which time, there'll hardly be a Central African left alive. I rest my case.
He was clearly very moved by what he saw there. He says people told him harrowing tales of kidnapping and sexual violence, how children are afraid to go to school, how the sick are too scared to go to hospital. Even cemeteries are off limits. People, they dare not even bury their own dead.
And then he flew off to some cocktail party somewhere else.
He went to Rwanda for the anniversary of their genocide.
Where, no doubt, he apologized profoundly for the UN's failure to act there 20 years ago and promised it would never happen again. But it will, Kibaki Mad, it will. The human race has an infinite capacity to kill each other, and the United Nations has an infinite capacity not to notice. Unless you happen to being killed by Mr. Vladimir Putin, the very evil Russian. Yeah, and then he flew off to some cocktail party somewhere else.
He went to Rwanda for the anniversary of their genocide.
Where, no doubt, he apologized profoundly for the UN's failure to act there 20 years ago and promised it would never happen again. But it will, Kibaki Mad, it will. The human race has an infinite capacity to kill each other. And the United Nations has an infinite capacity not to notice. Unless you happen to be being killed by Mr. Vladimir Putin, the very evil Russian.
So, you won't be offering to contribute troops to the UN mission to the Central African Republic?
Now, why would I want to do that?
Money?
Money?
They pay handsomely.
Handsomely?
And in dollars.
Dollars?
Mm-hmm.
Do the troops have to be properly trained?
I don't think so. Any semi-illiterate, semi-trained riffraff will do, apparently.
I think I'd better write a letter, Kibaki Mad.
Oh, another letter.
Dear Mr. Moon.
Ah, Kibaki Mad, I should introduce you to email.
I was deeply affected by your moving remarks about the tragic events currently unfolding in the Central African Republic. So moved, in fact, that I would like to volunteer a substantial number of highly trained soldiers to join your heroic mission to Bangui. I can assure you they can rape, pillage, and plunder as well as any other peacekeeping soldiers on the planet.
Highly trained, eh?
Please send check by return of post. Yours, Oloshambos, a great supporter of the United Nations. P.S. When will you be retiring?
Tune in next week for more resident presidents from the BBC. Mm-hmm.